Hey, this is Lunchy. I wanted to share some suggestions and some strategies to help pod figures increase the chances of feedback. These are strategies that I've either personally seen the benefit of or have seen it benefit somebody else. So I hope some of this might be helpful. I think what might be really important is to make yourself quite accessible or look that you're open to conversation. Podfic as a product, people are quite used to just consuming things and then leaving them. So it's very, I think, important to remind people that there's a human element, that there is somebody behind the production that made it, that has feelings, and that would very much appreciate if, people came back and said something about it. So one thing is to have multiple platforms that you're accessible on: Twitter, AO3, Tumblr, Instagram, whatever you're on. Obviously, don't just start social media accounts that you will never use, because then there's no point for people to follow them. I only recently started to advertise the fact that I had a Tumblr and a Twitter at the end of my AO3 posts. And from that, I have seen people follow me on Twitter and follow me on Tumblr and send through asks. If you have them, remind people that you're on them and that they can reach you there if they feel more comfortable going onto those platforms to give you feedback instead. Do advertise these spaces at the end of every AO3 post you do. Assume that people are coming to listen to you for the first time. Assume it's the first work that they've ever clicked on that you've done. That way they know where to find you if they're comfortable on the other platforms, because AO3 isn't really geared to, be that social. If you do a kind of short podfic, maybe in the realm of like 30 to 45 minutes, consider streaming it. Having a stream option on your AO3 page or wherever, and make it a player. Don't assume that people can just know that they should click on a direct link and get a stream up. If they see a stream player they will know, yes, I can stream it from here. And the likelihood goes up. You would think like, oh, well, people will just click, but they just won't. There's a laziness, there's a barrier there. So if you have it all there on the AO3 page with the do player or which other player you prefer, it is a little bit more HTML work, but what happens is that if it's 30 to 45 minutes, people leave the page open, they will like listen to it as they're doing other things, and there's a higher likelihood that you'll get kudoed or something, especially if this short streamable podfic is cracky, funny. There's a tendency for people to go like, ah, ha, ha, this was hilarious, and really respond to the humor and to the entertainment value of that, rather than something that is austere and dramatic and stuff like that. I mean, there's still going to be a response. It's not going to be strategically as big a response as the ones that are lighthearted and cracky. This is a big one, but encourage listeners at the end of the podfic to give you feedback. I've listened to so many podfics that even now, at the very end of the podfic, they will say, "The end." Sometimes they will say, "If you enjoyed the story, please feedback the author." It's a missed opportunity. You should also be saying, "And if you enjoyed the reading of the story, if you enjoyed the performance, please leave me feedback." Again, spell it out. Don't just assume that if people liked it, they'll just come back. And if they get that reminder, that audio reminder that, oh yeah, I should also feedback this podfic as well, not just this story. And that's great. Just help people along. You're already there in front of the microphone. Just promote yourself as well. I think it might feel, at first, it might feel weird, but promote yourself, because then you will be doing all that you can to get the results that you want. Again, in this, please leave me some feedback. Again, tell people I'm on Twitter, I'm on Tumblr, I'm on AO3, I'm on Instagram, I'm on wherever it is that you have a presence, and that you would like to hear from people. If they know that, they will Google you, and it will be, it'll be fine. But there's a barrier sometimes. People are like, oh, I gotta go back to AO3. Oh, I don't really remember, and all this stuff. Just help people along. Let them know what your username is on every platform. remind people that you're in these spaces and that you would like to hear from them. One strategy that I have found particular success on is to pose questions to the reader from you to discuss things with the reader at the end of the podfic. I do a free talk at the end of my podfics, and I've never personally written up a blog post or something on AO3. It's always been oral. This kind of discussion is best done right after you hear the story. So that's where I put it. And I don't want people to need to, you know, it's not going to work as well if I have the discussion portion somewhere that is not where they're listening to it, right after they're listening to it. So that's why I have a discussion portion after I have finished the recording of the podfic. And what tends to happen is that this gives people a direction where they can focus what their comment on. So I actually do get quite a few comments that say, you know, I really liked that little talk that you did at the end. And that might be the end of it. But sometimes I'll be like, oh, you know, it was funny, or I agree with you, or I disagreed with what you thought about here. It gives people direction. Like, a lot of people have said, and on the podcast it was said, that, oh, I don't know what to comment on. Well, give people direction. Let them know that you're happy to get this kind of feedback, what you're particularly happy about, what you're particularly worried about, what you really liked about the story. And it really does, like, for me at least, I've found a lot of success that having those talks at the end, people do come back and comment either on them or on the podfic itself. And I think this in part has to do with reminding people that I'm a person and that I would like to talk to people and would like to hear from people. I'm not just creating a product for them to consume and then forget about. I think it just lessens that divide between creator and consumer a lot more, and maybe just makes it seem like you're more approachable. So I don't know. So that's a strategy that has worked for me quite a bit. A less stressful option might be to get beta listeners, either from within your pool of friends or to just ask the internet at large if there's people who would be willing to listen to it and give you feedback on it, because at least then you know there is some feedback that is going to come back to you. It might not be on an AO3 comment page, but it'll be, you know, over email or whatever device, and you'll find that it will often be more in depth because they're critically kind of listening and hoping to help you improve your podfic. It's a different kind of listening than just straight up listening for enjoyment. So beta listeners are a really good source of feedback. I've been podficking for quite a while now, so I've reached the point where from the bottom of my heart, I sincerely believe that it doesn't matter how much feedback I get back, as long as I'm happy with everything that I put out, I'm fine. And feedback is just the icing on the cake. I've already had a lot of enjoyment from the process of making it, the process of performing it. And if I never get feedback on the thing that I put out, I know in my heart, at least, I can rest assured I did everything that I could, and I am really proud of the thing that I put out. And that's not something that can be diminished by no feedback being given back to me. I have been podficking for a really long time though, so I'm not necessarily saying that as a new podficker that's going to be a very comforting thought for you, but I'm at, you know, the other end of podficking. I'm a podficking oldie, and that's sincerely how I feel. I just feel like, you know, if I am going to put the effort into podficking something, it's going to be the best work that I can put out at that time. I'm not going to have regrets about it, and it doesn't really matter if nobody else likes it. I did it because I like it. So I hope there was information in there that you can use, and I hope very much that there is some lovely positive feedback in your future. Bye.